Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Commissioner, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. Obviously, last week we had quite a bit of rain thanks to Hurricane Helene, and I'm just curious as to if there was any damage or possible flooding issues across Licking County.
Well, obviously, it's too little too late in terms of farm crops, in terms of rain. The harvest has been impacted. Some areas more than others, especially southeastern Licking County, devastating. Probably going to cost them half their crop. And I feel for them. There is some aid. There's some drought aid in place, and there's some farm service aid in place to help the farmers. But, you know, when you plant the seed, you cross your fingers and hope that Mother Nature treats you well. This was a dry summer in July and August. It's started to pick up. We got enough rain now to green the yards up and hopefully save the landscapings. But it's been an interesting year, and we'll see how it plays out from here. We're still at a deficit in terms of rainfall. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we didn't really have the terrible impact of those heavy rains like maybe Scioto County had, and down in Kentucky, Tennessee, and in the Carolinas. What a terrible mess. And there's several states are going to be probably 2 or 3 years trying to recover from this hurricane. And by the way, there's 2 or 3 other tropical storms out in the Atlantic working their way to the Gulf. Some will go up the Atlantic side. A couple of them may end up in the Caribbean. We may see another hurricane yet in this season. Sadly, it goes with the territory. Fortunately, we here in Licking County in Ohio, we're somewhat insulated from the Gulf. And by the time those hurricanes come ashore and start becoming rainmakers like Helene, they're pretty well wrung out by the time they get up here. But we had our share of rain and we needed it. We'll take it. It feels better out there for a cool day when the ground isn't so dry. But we say a little prayer for our friends down south in the Carolinas and in northern Florida and places where there's a lot of people that don't have a home right now. So let's not complain too much. There's some people that are suffering right now because of that hurricane.
Starting next week, folks can vote early in person. Maybe break down again the dates, the times that folks know when they can go, where they can vote, and all those good things. Because hard to believe, I mean, even though we had the vice presidential debate last night, it's ready to go. Folks can start sending in those ballots here pretty soon.
Well, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November every year, we have something called a general election. And every 4 years, we also have a presidential as a part of that. So this is the year. It's that simple. It's part of our system. October 7th is the final day to register. So if you have any questions as to whether you're a registered voter and you want to participate, today would be a good day to check with the Board of Elections. You can check online, go right to their website. You can click on a thing called Am I Registered? And put your name in, and it will tell you right now whether you're a registered voter in Licking County. And if you're not, now's the time to take your driver's license and go downtown, fill out the forms, and get on the register to vote this year. And then starting the following day, October 8th, we'll have early voting. We'll have 25 opportunities during October to vote early in person at the Board of Elections in downtown Newark. That includes some nights and weekends. It's online. You can check it out. I'm not going to go through the whole list now, but it's published and it's in the media, so you can see when the early voting is. And by the way, if you're disabled or you can't get to the Board of Elections, you can vote by mail. Mm-hmm. And now's a good time. They'll send you the application if you don't have one, but I think the Secretary of State sent one to every registered voter.
Yep.
Send it back immediately, and starting October 8th, your ballot will arrive in the mail. Turn it around, fill it out at your leisure, and send it back. But don't wait, don't procrastinate. You've got to get it back so that it's back in time to be counted. And then obviously the big day is Tuesday the 5th of November. All the polling places in Licking County will be open from 6:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night. And we will have a good and honest election and an accurate election in Licking County and here in Ohio. And we'll see what the people have to say. After all the dust has settled and all the commercials have been taken off the air, we'll let the votes be counted and we'll move on. And hopefully that we won't have the mess that we had in 2020 in terms of arguing over the election return.
And I want to make sure that we bring this out, too, because you've been very vocal about this, to say this. You are very confident in what is happening here in Licking County in the state of Ohio. I know folks want to say, oh, you know, how much confidence should you have in your vote? I know you in the past have been out front and said, look, quit worrying about all that. This is a secure place to vote.
Get over social media. You can't believe a majority of the stuff that is brought into social media. And my assumption is almost all of it is marginal to untrue. Believe it. They continue to test these systems against test groups of votes that they've already counted. They test them. They hand count. They check. And guess what? It always comes out the same. We have a reliable system in Licking County that is accurate and quick, and it does a good job. And it can be recounted, and it can be recounted till, you know, but it works. It works fine. Ohio has good elections. I'm not here to speak about other states, but I don't believe that after 2020, after all the hand counting for a month after that, that anything really appreciably changed. There was a lot of false accusation in social media that really was not grounded in fact. And I think it's time for us to start acting like adults. Don't believe what all rumors are flying in social media. Believe the facts. We're going to have a good election in Licking County. And the most important thing is that you take part in that and as a citizen that you go vote.
Okay, there's going to be a couple of things on there that, and again, you're not telling people how to vote on this. You're just getting the information out. You got aggregation, which I know has been talked about quite a bit, but I think it's important. And the senior levy. We had Melissa Owens and Olivia Biggs on last week, but just kind of remind folks of what they're going to see on the ballot.
We've had a senior levy in Licking County for about 30 years. It supports about two dozen agencies that support the senior community, which is about 40% of our population, with transportation, in-home services, Meals on Wheels, all the things that allow people to stay safely in their homes and continue to live. There is just nothing more important than keeping senior services alive in Licking County. I certainly will support it. I support it as a commissioner to put it on the ballot. I hope that our community believes enough in their senior community, their grandparents and parents and neighbors, to support that. But that's a renewal, straight up renewal. It's not a new tax. The other issue is aggregation. We've talked about this, and I won't belabor it, but what I will say simply is that in these townships, Bennington and Burlington up northwest, Hanover out east, Hartford, that's the area where the fair is, up near the Hartford Fair, Jersey, which is out west, Liberty out west, Madison Township out east of Newark, that's the Marne area, Marianne Township further out east, Monroe Township, which is the Johnstown region, Newark Township right north of Newark, Newton's right above Newark, St. Louisville area, and finally St. Albans Township, which is the Alexandria area. Those 12 townships are at their own choice bringing aggregation and urging their community to support that for a very simple reason. It's a way to save a little money on your utility bills. We've already passed aggregation in a majority of Licking County, and people are benefiting. We wouldn't put it on the ballot if people did not benefit from it. I hope people will be positive toward that. But as I've said before on this radio program, if you'd prefer to pay more for your electric and gas and you prefer not to have aggregation, go for it. It's your choice.
That's right. Do what you want to do. I wanted to talk about this, and we quickly mentioned it in the first part of the show, but, you know, a tip of the cap to Licking County dispatchers. They won a state award recently for their work during the tragic Tuskegee Valley bus accident in western Licking County. But, you know, you and I both said a lot of times folks forget about those people taking those initial phone calls and how proud we need to be of the folks that are over at the Licking County Emergency Management, the center over there.
Well, if you're a 911 operator, you're behind the scenes, you're behind the computer-aided dispatching equipment, and you're on the other end of the phone. And it's a quiet job till all heck breaks loose. And I just want to say their names. Travis Shipley, Captain Darrell Evans from the Sheriff's Office, Andrew Bastra, Jerry Moore and Brandon Rogers, Jeff Hartford, Dreams Klein, Rachel Ann Whitaker, Aaron Walden, and Lisa Howard. That group of, and those are both law enforcement and fire and EMS dispatchers. They're behind the scenes on the phone at 911. They were called out and given special recognition by the state for their excellent professional performance during that tragic accident last year. And here's the deal. I know a lot of these people, and they work for us. They're what we call the first of the first responders. They're the people that you call when you have to dial 911 for those two times in your life when you're in a position where you're dialing 911. They're the people that's the catcher in baseball. They catch the call, and they're the ones you talk to before the fire truck ever leaves the station or before the squad ever leaves the station. They're the first of the first responders. And usually when someone calls, they're in a state of crisis. And these people are special because they know how to handle that, to squeeze out the information that they desperately need to send you help, and sometimes just to talk people through the most traumatic situation in their life because they're witnessing something that's causing them to call 911. So these are special people that work hard. They work nights. They work weekends. 911 doesn't shut down because of the holidays. Someone is always on the other end of the phone, Dave. You don't know when you're making that call from your house. And so I'm glad that our folks from Licking County, a neat group of people who take it very professionally and seriously, they were recognized with state recognition for how they performed. You know, again, when the chips are on the table and when the emergency's happening, and six people lost their lives in that tragic bus, car, truck, fiery accident on I-70, they kept it going, they got it done, and they took care of the rest of Licking County because the other calls don't stop just because you have a tragic emergency. And I give those folks all the credit. We value them, and I appreciate the fact that the state gave them some pretty nice recognition.
And I think sometimes people forget, the decisions that you make as a commissioner with your fellow commissioners, Rick Black and Dwayne Flowers, money is being spent. You move them, you upgrade the emergency command center, so that these folks can have the best of what's out there to help these people who are in such a tough time. I mean, you have to have that. How impressed have you been with all safety forces, the sheriff's office, dispatchers, all of them, because the money goes to fund these people.
It's expensive. Yeah. Make no mistake. It's expensive to have fire departments and police departments and dispatchers, but that's one of the things that sets us apart from pretty much every other country in the world. We kind of get it right. There's a lot of technology involved now because now we have things like these little phones, and there's 1,000 ways to try to call 911, and they have to be able to, as I said, made the baseball catcher analogy, they have to be able to catch this stuff and do something with it, and they do. And it's hard work. It's hard work when it's one of those jobs, Dave, where 90% of the time you're sitting around waiting, talking, nervous energy, just killing time. You don't know when the fire's going to break out or when the squad's going to be needed or whatever. They've got to be able to turn the adrenaline up, get on the phone, and do it and you never know. It's like the fire department. Mm-hmm. Most of the time they sit in the station. But when your house is on fire or when you're dying in an accident on the street, you need them. And that's why we spend a lot of money for that. It's having those people on duty and ready to roll. And it's an interesting business, and they do it well. And by the way, we're also building a backup public center for 911. The state requires that you have a primary, which is out on the Port Authority site where our 911 folks work from. In case that ever be hit by a tornado or some natural disaster, you actually have to have a backup service thing with the capability that if they have to abandon that site, which is generator backed up, and go to a secondary site because of some natural disaster, that we don't lose our 911 capability. So we're actually at a location in Newark, we're actually standing up, and it'll be online next year, a backup, smaller backup center, so that you need to know, Dave, that if you need them. And let's just say there's a terrible tornado that
hurricane
hits out that area of Heath. Well, I hope not
a here, but I'm just saying,
up
just
here.
Makes you think about what's happening down there.
But we've had 5 tornadoes in Licking County this year that we do. We have a backup now, but we're going to have a more intense backup location so that they have a place to go to, and they can literally transfer 911 capability to a backup site if necessary. Because at the end of the day, we don't want the people of Licking County to be unprotected.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.